This is the Cyber Shaman Show once again, coming to you from this time on the road from Seaside, Oregon. This is Ricardo Saldia on the weekly Cyber Shaman Show. Thank you to all of you who are listening, and thank you to the Creator for another week and another Shabbat. It's very wonderful to be alive today, especially since I'm right now looking at the ocean, Pacific Ocean, and it just feels really relaxing just to be here and see all that water just do what it does all on its own. And that is actually where our topic will start this show. If you remember, if you were with us last week, we had a topic of water. And we did not have the opportunity. We kind of ran a little long because we had so much to talk about with water that we didn't finish the subspace session on the planet's Earth's water. So today we're going to be completing that session and doing that on air today. And so what that is, once again, for those of you who might be new, I am using a bioresonance biofeedback technology, and this has a radionic component and has the ability for us, those of us who have this software, to use it long distance. And this is nothing new. This is just an evolution of technology. The ability to do long-distance healing has been around ever since you can look back, since humankind has been around. Healers have done their work through prayer, through the touching of hands, the healing of hands. And so this is nothing new. This is just the latest in technology, and I use the EPFX Skio technology, which is one that I'm going to say one of the leading medical software technologies around. So it's something that you can easily do some research on the internet. But anyways, we are at the moment going to be doing the scan with the computer. So just stand by for the information to come up in a few minutes. But one thing that I wanted to kind of tie into today, in speaking about water, was bringing back up Dr. Emoto and the work that he did regarding water. He, in the movie, What the Bleep Do We Know, showed us what the actual pictures of water that are healthy, or water that is blessed. And he also gave us representations of water crystals, of water that was polluted or dirty or even cursed. They had some pictures even of water with anger and jealousy. So in understanding his work and understanding that we are mostly water, we have to entertain the thought and the question that was put out in the movie, What the Bleep Do We Know, is if this is what our thoughts and energy can do to water crystals, what are the implications of it doing similar work or having similar effects in our body, which is over 70% water? So in understanding what that is for our body, and we've heard, you know, people saying, oh, you know, raise your vibration, raise your consciousness, raise your frequency. You know, what does that actually mean? So today I want to talk a little bit about, you know, what does it mean? So I am so in control, or I am so able to, you know, interject into my body health or disease, you know, what is it that I'm supposed to be doing with this ability? So, in my opinion, in the Cyber Shaman's opinion, we want to highlight for all of you who are listening today that bringing your awareness to this ability for you to create health and wealth in your body, the ability to increase the vibration just by your thoughts and just by the words that are coming out of your mouth, is a very, very powerful, and it's something that we need to practice way more often. Mahatma Gandhi has been quoted many times of saying, "Be the change that you want to see in the world." So we are at this point in our human history where things are evolving and things are moving to something. Things are climatically coming together. And so we need to ask ourselves, you know, how can I better influence my daily life? How can I better influence my body? And it is by ways of simple watching, simple noticing, simple observing of our bodies, of our words and our thoughts, we can become better stewards of this which we have, this which was given to us on loan, this body, and this ability to be on this planet to do the work that we're doing, to be alive. So one of the people that has helped me understand what it is that it means to be conscious and aware and moving in into areas of my body so that I can raise my vibration, so that I can be this change, so I can be this peace, so I can be this love, so that I can see this world of peace, so I can see this world of world of peace and love, is the work of Esther and Jerry Hicks from the Teachings of Abraham. And they help you understand the concepts of learning how to do this type of observing in a very simple way. And I'm going to mention this because it's also a way that my meditation mentors and instructors have taught me to do the same thing, just through different words. But the basis is feeling. The basis is feeling in your body. The basis is, and the point of all of this, is to feel where you're at. So if you're in low vibration, feeling that you are there. Not necessarily masking it because you're not happy that it's lower than you would want it to be, but just accepting it for what it is. Just feeling is the best ability for you to actually move on and move forward. So instead of being result-oriented in a situation, in a relationship, in a job, and even a simple dialogue, instead of wanting to be on top, instead of always wanting to have the best comeback, instead of always wanting to be the person who has to have the last word, how about feeling how it is that you're feeling at that moment and just letting it ride, not necessarily acting on it, not necessarily pushing it away or bringing it forward to you, not getting caught up necessarily in labeling it good or bad, me good, bad, because I did whatever it is that I did, but to understand that these feelings, these urges, these primal instincts, whatever you want to call it, they are very fleeting. So our goal in life should not be necessarily to hold on to the good and push away the bad, because it's all connected, it's all yin-yang, it's all the Tao, and not that we don't have moral codes, and not that we don't have repercussions of our actions. That's a whole other topic. But the point that I'm trying to make is that when we make the decision to just be with ourselves, be with our bodies, be with our feelings, and not try to label things, we will find out that things, these thoughts, good or bad, will just run and come and go. And because we will no longer be wanting to hold on and chase and run away from certain thoughts or to certain thoughts, we will find peace. We will find that peace that really does reside through the gift of the Creator in us. In this body, in this vessel, the breath of life is residing in us. So this is a very simple way to understand meditation. It's a very simple way to understand how to detach yourself from a person, place, or thing that you don't want or do want to experience. Is if it is there with you, whatever it is, if this experience is bugging you, well, if you read further and if you read more in the Abraham and Nestor Jerry Hicks work, you understand that you've created that. You've created whatever situation you're in, so you might as well just accept it, and you might as well magnify the benefits of what this experience can give you. So let's say it's a negative experience, just because, for argument's sake. You accept that this is what you've created, quite bluntly. And then you just let it go. And whatever lesson you want to learn from it, whatever lesson there is to learn from that, tell yourself, I'm going to learn this lesson, I'm going to learn and move on. And again, on the flip side of things, we have to, of course, do that. If it's a good experience, allow yourself to experience it. Allow yourself to bring it in and know that that too is fleeting. That too will come to an end. That too will pass. You know, it's interesting to know that people can have nervous breakdowns from either going bankrupt or from even winning the lottery, from winning the millions. People can short-circuit themselves from thinking negative thoughts, by thinking negative thoughts to themselves and to others, and they can also short-circuit their own system, their own body, mind, and spirit by winning the lottery or by taking something, a praise, and not being humble. As our bodies are meant to exchange with our environment. Our bodies are meant to be in communion. So whenever we try to hold together on our own or try to push away on our own, circuits start to break and burst. So that's a very simple but hopefully useful explanation of what it means to just detach, to meditate, to just sink in to that which is, that which was given to you as a gift, which is life, which is the breath, which is the water that runs in your body. You know, and this is actually a very special day, considering all things, that we just had Good Friday, and then now we have Sunday coming up with resurrection of Jesus Christ, born in Nazareth. And today, the Sabbath, is in history, and it was a day where Jesus laid and he rested, and he was not in the world of the living. And he used this day to basically reset the clock. And he used this day as a symbol for all of us today to understand, to know, and to grasp so that we could propel ourselves forward into the new day, the new creation, the cleansing that can happen with you every single moment, every day, whenever you think about it. That's something that you can call on to yourself anytime. Now, that might be a little bit more abstract for some of you, and that's why humans and cultures and civilizations have created rituals. So a way for you to cleanse yourself, a way to start anew, water has been used extensively in history to symbolize exactly this. So that's another aspect of water that I'd like to touch on. And one aspect that I'd like to bring to light, spoken to me by a Lakota elder, one who is actually also a professor at Colorado State University. And, you know, he told me that his father, as this professor, Lakota elder of mine, told me that his father told him when he was young that every morning when he would get up, the first thing that he would have or would that he would do, that he should do, would be to comb his hair and wash his face. And that is very symbolic. Of course, bathing has been used as a way of cleansing, of course, but using it in a more symbolic sense, like the Christian denominations, Protestant denominations, they use water to be baptized, a way to start cleansed, start anew in your spiritual life. But a way that you can also use this on your own as you guide yourself and you become a better steward of yourself, there are different ways that you can use water and bathing to have that same effect, to do that for yourself. So I recommend that bathing be a time of meditation. I mean, it's a time of prayer, and that it be used as a way that you can start anew every single day. And you probably don't really think about bathing because everything goes in there and you're on autopilot and you rub here and scrub there and soap here and soap there. And so it's easy to understand how this may have been or may become or has become for some a kind of a chore. But this in your own home can be something that can really fuel your personal experience with water and ritual and cleansing and using your body, mind, and spirit in one act to bring together a part of you that is connected to the source, that is connected to God, that's connected to the Creator, that gave you this gift of the body, the gift of the breath, and the gift of this new day. So I think it's something that is wonderful, and I really enjoy doing that. So let's now turn our attention to our client here on the subspace treatment here with the client, the planet Earth, the water. And let's look at our scores that we get to, you know, see after the scan. So I want to go over what are we going to be measuring. The first one is volts, and that is telling us the overall energy of the planet Earth's water. Now, I'd like to make a disclaimer that, yes, even though we're talking about the planet Earth's water, that we can also take the understanding of what the scores are today, and we can put ourselves as if we were the client. Because we are connected to the Earth, we are connected to the water, as I've spoken before, and we are essentially a holograph picture of the Earth. We are so connected. We have the different spheres, and we have the different biospheres in our body, which correspond to different systems of organs and body parts and other tissue systems. And we also, if we understand the micro and the macro levels of things, they're connected, but one is the bigger, one is the smaller, but it's still the same. Or if you want to understand it at the quantum level, where everything is energy, everything is connected, so therefore we're all one. So in that sense, whatever you hear today regarding the planet Earth, water, you can take it as food for thought. And if it's something that resonates with you, great. Use it for what you think is best. If it's something that you really think that it has nothing to do with you, then just let it go, and hopefully there'll be something else for you to sink into. But back again to the scores that we're going to be reading here. The first score is volts, like I said, and that is telling us the overall energy of the planet Earth's water. And last week, we had a score of 88, and 80 to 100 is considered normal. And today, we have a score of 75. So we're a little bit lower than last week and a little bit lower than the norm. And there could be reasons for that, but let's just get all the numbers and then we'll kind of see what the numbers are actually telling us. The next category is amperage, and that's indicative of the brain power. And the number that we have for last week was 80, and the number for today we have 72. So that's also a little bit lower. The next category is reactivity, and this is giving us a picture of the immune system. And the immune system for last week was an 84, and today it is a 91. And the next category is hydration, and this one for last week was 66. That's a bit low. And today the hydration is at a score of 96. That's better. And the next category is oxygenation, which last week was an 80. And 80 to 100 is considered normal once again. And today we have a score of 100. And the next and last category is cellular vitality. Now, the cellular vitality is the opposite of the volts. So if we consider the volts the macro picture, the big picture of the energy, accumulated energy of the Earth's planet's water, then the cell vitality, the micro picture, the quantum picture, is a score of 8, and 6 and above is considered normal. So normally I would look at these numbers now and say, well, with my experience, with my understanding of how these numbers are speaking to us, I would say that for today, it looks like, well, we could just benefit from just probably just relaxing a little bit more. Our numbers aren't that bad. If you want to think of the foundations of our system, of the planet Earth's water, or of ourselves, our oxygenation is 100, our hydration is 96. These are two very fundamental and very easy to fix things, but these are doing very well. Our immune system, therefore, since the two lower numbers numbers before were very good, the immune system is a 91, and that's doing pretty good. The only numbers that are doing anything lower than the average are the overall energy and the brain power. So somehow between the units, the individual units, to the big picture, there's something being lost. There's some energy being lost. That's why the numbers are not as high as we go up. And that could just be from just some processes that have to be just let to run their course. If the foundation is doing good, then we can rest assured that the internal core structure of the energy system of the planet Earth's water or of ourselves is doing good. There's just some things that we just may need to spend a little bit more time or be more patient with to let things flow out to fruition. But these are actually very good numbers, especially comparing the hydration levels and the oxygenation levels and even the immune system levels of last week. So that's very good. One thing that I would also like to bring to our attention from something that I spoke of last week is that we're going through a springtime. And in Chinese and Oriental medicine, we understand that in the springtime, the organ associated with the springtime is the liver. And the emotion associated with the liver, or negative emotion associated with the liver, is the emotion of anger. So, you know, if we feel kind of over-jazzed and overzealous. You know, there's stuff working through. And just like the bulb trying to come out of the soil, you know, it's coming out. It's springtime, and the numbers are showing us that the bulb is coming out of the soil. It's not quite ready to announce to the world that it's there, but it's doing its thing. And if we just stay patient and remain focused on those thoughts and emotions and behaviors that are positive, we will continue to give good energy and give good attention to that which we're trying to manifest. So I would encourage all of you to spend a little bit of quiet time today, this time, this day of rest, historically and religiously speaking, that you spend some time touching into your core. And I mean quiet time, without lights, without sounds. Pick a place where you can turn off the lights, where you can just let natural lighting be. If it's dark, it's dark. If it's light, it's light. And just spend, even if it's only 5 minutes, just listening to your breath. And just paying attention to the way that it just flows. Don't try to control it. And in the same respect, don't try to control your thoughts. If you're thinking thoughts that you don't like, don't try to, like, yank them around. And don't try to control things, your life, people, yourself, your body. Guide. Guiding is the way that is effortless, and it's full of grace, and it's full of joy. When you guide, you're there together, and you're helping hand in hand. So just a different perception, a different attitude of how to, you know, understand and grasp your inner compass, your inner scale of how you work and how you create and how you relate to all that is around you. So I'm going to continue once again beyond the show today, working on today's client. And I'll continue working on some other balancing measures, as I always do. And this is an opportunity for me to give back to the planet. This is a meditation of sorts, and you can do the same every time, you know, you breathe, every time you wash your hands. You can bring that same power and intention and create like never before. And create like you've read in storybooks, and create like you've dreamed. And I will remind you all that, you know, Jesus said that we would be able to do greater things than even he did while he was on this planet. So if anybody is questioning anything that's happened in the past that Jesus did, or for that matter that anybody else did that was wonderful, that can be surpassed, not as a way of being better than the other person, but as a way of manifesting and expressing how you're different and your vision of what peace and love is and what your take is on, you know, how you can improve yourself, first of all, and then those around you and the areas and the environment around you. So it's just very simple, subtle ways to just be more mindful that I really like spending time doing and talking about here on the show. And I would always like to hear any of you who have stories, any of you who have questions. We're running out of time now, but there's always email. And you can reach me at ricardo.saldia@gmail.com. That's ricardo.saldia@gmail.com. And you can also, if you wish, to support this show, as nothing is free, you are already thanked ahead of time for doing so, and thank you for listening. And you can reach me at through PayPal at ricardo.saldia@gmail.com. And you can also reach me at integrativebody.com. That's integrativebody.com. And I do long-distance sessions on people, pets, places, geographical locations, nurseries, farms, livestock. And these are wonderful ways to use energy medicine and medical technology and just enhance what we've already been using for a long, long time. And now we can now we have the opportunity to just work together, people from all places of the world, and help us create a network and the support to know that we are out there, people of the light, people who are wanting to create this peace and love in this world right now, creating the heaven on this earth right now, not waiting for anything else. And so I would like to end by saying thanks again for giving me the opportunity to be on the radio. And I'd like to thank, most of all, the Creator for giving me the vision and the drive to come onto the radio and do this. So until next time, God bless, be well, and be yourself.